You listen to the Straight Talk Podcast with your boy, Ricardo Montgomery, right here on Godify.
Tired of hearing commercials during your worship time? Download Godify now, the first major Christian streaming service. From Jeremy Kemp to Kirk Franklin, listen to music commercial-free. Godify is available on Google Play and iOS for Apple users. Stream music videos, podcasts, sermons, and more. Use the promo code Straight Talk to receive your 30-day free trial. That's Straight Talk for your 30 days free trial of Godify. For indie artists, stream your music on Godify by submitting your music to info@godifystreams.com. That's info@godifystreams.com. It's the full Christian experience. Finally, a streaming service designed for you.
Never let your faith go.
Yeah.
I've been there before, so confused, don't know which way to go. Stressed out, world so crazy, might as well stay in the house. Fear trying to rise up, got terrorist disguise.
They look like us, but we know who we trust. Trust when I say that we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright.
Tell them,
we gon' be alright.
Say
we gon' be alright.
Tell 'em
we gon' be alright.
You say
we gon' be alright.
Tell 'em
alright.
Alright. In these last days, evil times will come, and it's here today. Look at all the hate, senseless crime and murder.
Day.
Human trafficking, racism, police brutality, bullying, rape, trauma, let's stay.
Show me the peace and be what I pray.
Let your kingdom come, let your will be done
in the earth.
Let your glory rise, let your sun shine,
let it burn through the dark.
Hey, even through the storm and the rain,
we will shout, cause we know after the night,
say it,
we gon' be alright.
Right, new Ty Tribute right there. Thank you for joining right here. Straight Talk with your boy Ricardo Montgomery, aka the voice of Gospel Radio, better known as Hurricane Righteous. Thanks for joining me today, man. I can't wait to get y'all to a great show. We have a lot of new music to bring to you in this show. A lot of new music. First thing first, want to get to those announcements. First thing first, want to get to quick announcements. All the churches, man, churches are beginning to open up. C2 Church right here in Columbia, Missouri, C2 Church will be opening their doors up back on May 31st. So they'll be back in person. They will have three services, an 8:30 service, a 10 a.m. service, and 11:30 service. So please be prepared for social distancing. They will be practicing social distancing at C2 Church. So be prepared for that. Also, Step of Faith will be opening up the first weekend of first Sunday in June. Step of Faith will be having their doors back open the first Sunday in June. So if you have any information you want to get out there, if your church is opening their doors up, we'll also mention Life House in Jefferson City. Life House in Jefferson City, they'll be opening their doors up. Also, they already started opening up their doors as of last Sunday. I believe their Life Hope Church in Jefferson City started their in-person seating, two services at 9:30 and at 11:15. So go check them out. Also, if you have your churches, your doors are opening to the public, again, please let us know right here. Send us email. You can send it to ricardo.montgomery@gmail.com, or you can send it to serenadeoflove89.5@gmail.com. That's serenadeoflove89.5@gmail.com. Let us know. Or you can just hit us up on our social media sites, Serenade Love or myself, Ricardo Montgomery. If you follow me on Instagram, Montgomery34, you can always send information that way also. Quick couple more announcements, then we're going to get to the show. I got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to continue talking about anxiety, women anxiety in the church. I know it was all me last week, so this week we got a female that's going to come on and it's going to help us out. It's going to talk about it, dive into it. They listened to the show last week and they was eager to get in here and want to give their words about that. They thought it was a great topic and I wanted to really give their thoughts and opinions on that. So we're going to get that person in here on the show. I want to thank you all so much for all that you do. First thing first, another thing is we're going to congratulate Tasha Cobb Leonard. Tasha Cobb Leonard, not only did she re-sign her album, re-sign with Motown Gospel, but check this out, y'all. She started her own record label. It's called T. Lee Records. T-T-E-E-L-E-E Records. So shout out to Tasha Cobb Leonard for that. Man, that girl's doing some great things. Also, we have some more announcements. I want to get out there to you. Things going on locally. I'll hit you with the things going on locally and things going on around the world. Please practice social distancing if you're in your area and they're telling you not to do anything. Let me tell you what just happened in Chicago. They blocked the church parking lots to enforce the stay-at-home order. I know we want to get in the building sometimes, y'all, but let's do what they're asking us to do here also at the same time. Let's be smart about it. Let's make sure that we are doing what we need to do. And shouts out to the man out of Mississippi. Put my hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Out there for Mississippi, Mr. Todd Tillman, who won The Voice this week. Pastor out of Meridian, Mississippi. That's right. A pastor went on the Worldly Show and won it. Pastor went on the Worldly Show and won it. So hands up to him. Shouts out to you, Todd. Man, we appreciate you. All the love you sung that song. For Mercy Me, I Can Only Imagine, won that bad boy. So we're happy for him. New music coming up right now from Isaac Carey. Isaac Carey got some new music out featuring Todd Gilbert called Worthy. You're listening to Straight Talk with your boy Ricardo Montgomery, a.k.a. The Voice of Gospel Radio. And took me just as I am.
When you can't repay,
the King who set you free.
else could see it. Nobody else believed. Didn't give up on me.
The name that's above everything.
Come on, if you know you don't deserve it, I don't care where you are, just lift up your hand, just open up your mouth. Come on, you don't deserve this grace. With as much as you've messed up, as many mistakes as you've made, but aren't you grateful that he doesn't, he's not afraid of your mistakes, he's not afraid of your sins, but he loves you past every wrongdoing, he loves you past everything you've ever said wrong, done wrong, every place that you shouldn't have been.
Growing up in school has been a rocky start, a rocky finish. A few good things. Looking back on what I have accomplished, I wasn't the best in school, but what I had to do was tell myself I'm smart, tell myself that I was worth it. Now as I'm looking back, I'm realizing that God never left my side, and his love for me is endless. Oh, 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 oh. This chapter is almost, complete. Oh, 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 oh. New chapters await, a new one's about to begin. It's crazy sometimes when I think, Candace, you could have done much better. Oh, been a better student, a better daughter, a better friend. But I can't go back in the past. Only thing back there is lessons. I wasn't consistent, no. But what I had to do was give myself some grace. Tell myself that I'm still worth it. Now as I'm looking back, I'm realizing that God never left my side, and his love for me is endless. Oh, 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 oh. This chapter is almost, complete. Oh, 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 oh. New chapters await, a new one's about to begin. I know that there might be new challenges that I may have to face, but I am ready to move forward, and a new chapter awaits. I know that there might be new challenges.
Welcome back to the show. Got a great show lined up for y'all, man. I hope you enjoyed that music there. That is my daughter in the background making noise. So hopefully you won't hear too much as we talk about this subject. Like, again, last week I talked about this anxiety with women in church and how I know I talked about a lot of things, and I was hoping it got through to some people. And obviously it did, because got two ladies on the line with me right now who wanted to chime in on this subject and just talk about the things that women deal with in church. And like I said last week, I'm a guy, so I don't really know. I'm just assuming the things that I talked about, but they're here to help me, guide me in the right direction. So joining us now is Josephine Williams and Tamika Grace. How y'all ladies doing today?
All right, how you doing?
All right, I'm glad to have y'all on, and I hope y'all can give us some insight, because I really want to try to help women not get a go away from ministry, but really grow. Last week I was talking about growing, being in church, and I know Josephine, like you are a single young lady. So, what are some of the things that that you have to deal with being in church and being a single lady and a mother?
Well, primarily it's judgment, because you are going into this church wanting to be and hoping to be accepted in the midst of growing in Christ and fellowshipping and allowing this to be a church home for you. But you are looked at as being single, so you're kind of targeted in regards to limitations, because you have married couples that are intimidated by single women. There's not really too much focus on single women in a church. So you basically have to kind of just find your way in hopes to find the elder in the church that is basically sincere and kind of pray with you. But you really have to find your own way and actually go to church for God. You can't go to church for the church as a single woman. You really have to go to church for church, because it's so easy to get distracted and discouraged because of you're feeling that, you have to prove yourself, and sort of explain why, and then you're already a single parent. And then just even if you're dating a guy, you may want to fellowship with him or invite him to your church. Well, when you walk in with this guy, you know, they're looking and you're just dating. This is just a mutual agreement that you and this guy, and then if they don't see you come back to church with him again or anything, it's like, they're kind of looking at you. It's like the expectation is set so high. Like, you can't make a mistake. Like, it's basically, to me, seen as if you've made enough mistakes. And since you walked in our church, we're expecting you to have it all together, basically.
Yeah, and that's got to be difficult to go somewhere where they think you have it all together when you're like, look, I'm just trying to get it together. Exactly. Tamika, can you talk about this? Is that also?
Yes. Well, a little bit about myself. I am a single parent as well, and I'm a single parent of three. I have been in the church for a very long time, probably since I was younger. I sing in the choir, so I experience a lot of anxiety in church. And I think the one thing is for me too is the judgment and the beings of feeling like you have to be perfect. So, like, if I'm a single mother and I already had two kids, so now I had another baby. So people were kind of judging me off of having another baby, and I'm not married. I didn't have like the support I did when I first had my first two kids and I came into the church, because they looked at me like, oh, you sing in the choir, you be praising God. So you are not of God because you chose to have another baby out of wedlock. And I think a lot of it just comes from people expecting you to have perfection in your life, or like live or be one of the women in the Bible, which I feel as though everybody has. A fault, because as he say, he looks beyond your fault, but nobody really pays attention to that, because they kind of throw stones and hide their hands, and they just kind of target single people more because we don't have what they have, even if their marriage is not as a perfect, but they feel like people won't see what they got going on. But if we're single and we bring, like Joe said, we bring somebody out of the church, they always expect so much out of that situation. Instead of us saying, you know, we taking our time, we're dating, we're enjoying each other, they say, well, when y'all plan on getting married, you know? And it's kind of like that pressure, you know, of feeling like, oh, I can't do this because they gonna think this, or I can't really be myself because they expect so many different things of me. You know, I can't bring somebody to church, or I can't have another child because of the expectations they have of you as a person itself, and not realizing that you're human too. You make mistakes too. Your mistakes might not be my mistakes, but we all make them. And it kind of makes people shy away, because really most of the people that are in the church are not living of the church. They're just talking it, you know. They're not trying to teach you how to be better. They kind of judge you so much to where they don't even have the time to really guide you in the right direction, because they're concentrating so much on your faults to where they can't really teach you about the ministry of, you know, learning how to pray, or learning how to read and study the Bible to show thyself approved in his eyes. You know, it's more like, well, you can't do this or you can't do that, you know, just expecting perfection before you even try to get to that point. You know, it kind of make you shy away from the church a little bit as a woman and a single mother.
Between the two stories, that I'm hearing, is it different for single men? I mean, because like it seems like the anxiety is way higher for women than it is for men who are single in church.
Well, I mean, I would think that is different, because, like Tamika was saying, you know, because as a single woman, when you bring a guy to church, especially if you're in the church and you are at a point of a real transition and trusting God, when you're dating a man, he has to have God in the head of his life. And if he tells you that, you're going to invite him to church, and you're going to see, you're expecting him to have a church home. And so this is just fellowshipping, and because you and him agreed that God is the head of your life, you know. So you're bringing him to your church home to visit with the expectation, they're expecting to see him more. And it's like, no, I'm just dating, you know. I mean, he wanted to come to my church. He goes to his own church, you know. We're not married to where he wants to come to my church all the time. He visits. He's a guest. Like if I invited a friend, a lady friend, you know, a coworker.
I think so as well as for men. It's just kind of like, for men, the church know women gonna come to church. Like they know that we are going, most women are drawing to the church, because most women feel like that's where people put it in your head. If you go to church, you know, you might find your mate, because that's where I found mine, or something like that. But I think the church is more accepting to single men because they need more men in the church, because it's such a lack of men following God, and the men are the head. So I feel like they decide to be, or make the decision of being more lenient. That's just like as a parent, I have two boys and a little girl. So I'll be more lenient with my boys than I would my daughter, because of the expectations that I have for her. But as for a man, you know, you kind of be kind of like, well, they can do this because they're a boy, or they can do this because they're a man. Even with dating someone and they cheat, they say, well, a man gonna be a man. You know, it's more, I think in the church it's so much more accepting to things that it shouldn't be, but it is, because they want to draw more men in. So they will, I mean, I think they would just be more accepting to most of the things that they do versus a woman. We can't do what a man do, because if we do what a man do, that gives us a name for ourselves, but it doesn't give that man a name, you know. So it's more like I said, a man gonna be a man, as they say, and we should accept those things as most people think. Because even being knowing friends that are married and are dealing with things being married, their pastor tell them, you know, he's your husband, he's your head. So that means you deal with the abuse that they give you because they your husband. You know what I'm saying? So it's more like it's a lot more. I've seen it for myself, a lot lenient towards a male figure than it is a female. Even with kids, you have boys. They told me that I wasn't going to be able to raise my boys because I'm a woman. But my kids are 19 and 17, and I feel like I did a wonderful job, you know, raising them. But that's just the stereotype that they give you in the mind. It's not of the Bible. It's just their way of thinking, not of God, because I don't think God even thinks of it like that. I think he say, come as you are, you know, and I just, whatever. Yeah. I feel like
in these things, like, because it's difficult for women to find, let's say, mentors. Like, men have mentors. Men have their pastors. Men have the deacons. Other men in the church that they can look up to, but when you're being, let's say, I don't want to use the word judge, but when you're being looked upon, and you're already judged, that does make it difficult for you to be, and really can take your anxiety through the roof, because this is kind of what I talked a little bit on last week, is just trying to figure out, like, you know, the different things that can cause women to have anxiety and cause them to leave the church. Like, I mean, some of the things that you two are talking about, I mean, thank God you're strong in your faith, but some of these things you're talking about probably did kind of force you to leave and does make the road rough, right?
Yes, of course it does. It makes it rough because it makes you, but it, for me, it drew me closer to God. Like, it was just like, you know, I feel like people expected me, when they say single, they don't elaborate on single with kids. They, when they say single, they think like, if you single, they think of you different when you're single with kids than when you just single by yourself. So I think it's a totally different type of anxiety with single by yourself and single with kids, because that's like you're taking on a different responsibility. This woman has kids, you got to take on her kids and her, you know, that's a package deal. And it is difficult, you know, as a woman. And I just turned to God. I just felt like, you know, regardless of what they think of me, I know you love me for who I am. And I'm not going to let any or anything deter me from what I get from you, or the joy that I have when I sing my praises to you. It don't matter about them, but it took me a while to get there.
That's what I was about to say. That comes with growth. That's right. That's what I was about to say. Because going into the church, it'll cause you to stray if you're not, because you're trying to seek God. When you go to church, you're seeking God. You're not seeking people's thoughts, their way. You coming in there to a spiritual hospital for a spiritual healing. And it's just so awkward that it takes so much, but that's only, and that I think that's God as well, because he allow you to go through that. So you can realize that it's not the church, it's me. And that's what made me choose my role of religion, is because I love God, and it's not, I don't have to be a Baptist or a Jew or whatever. I just love God, you know, and going through that and having that anxiety, it teaches you and it strengthens you to only know that you just worry about God and what God thinks about you. But everybody isn't mentally for that fight to get towards that spiritual point in life. You know, a lot of people stray, and I think that happened with a lot of, and Mika, you know, we saw a lot of girls come to that altar crying, you know, young girls, teenagers, you know, and then, but their dress is short. Their cleavage is out, because they don't know how to, they're coming there for leadership to learn how to cover themselves and realize. But when you're being judged because you have a husband in the church, they're intimidated to even come cover you up, because you're being judged as a single woman with kids at the altar. You don't have clothes on. But if we look past that and look into what they're here for, then I think that it will have a lot less anxiety in the church. But a lot of people, I think that we've gotten to the point that in the church didn't get their position through the Holy Spirit. I think it was through a flesh, and that's the reason why a lot of the anxiety happened.
Do you two think that there should be more women leaders in church? Like if, I don't know the churches that you go to, but if you know them, if you like go to a church, it's only like one female pastor. And you know, she may be the pastor's wife or, just, you know, one lady who went through ministry and had her bumps and bruises. But as far as like the deacon wives and things like that, do you think there needs to be more women leaders to be able to help women like, you know, not yourselves, but women who are getting started and looking for those mentors to be able to take them by the wing and not be afraid? Because I'm hoping that this conversation will cause some, take some people who are.
I just wanted to say that the reason I agree to that is only for the ministry, it's only for the children and the upcoming generations, is because there are more single women. So women can relate more to the generations that are coming up because we're interacting more than fathers. So it's like, yeah, you know, we don't have, and I think that women relate more to ministry, honestly, you know, with ministry, because we've had to face a lot. Not saying that men but it seems like Tamika said earlier, it's not as many men in the church as it is women, you know? So it's kind of hard for women. You have more men, but you got more women in the pulpit. I mean, you got more women out there, you know, but you got men that you're looking to as leaders that you are intimidated to go to because you're single.
Yeah. And I don't think like, it's more like in our church, it's traditional. Like it's, you have to have an open mind for that, because men are dominant, and when they're in a dominant position, that's what they like, in my mind. Like it's more of a tradition, and they feel like a man. I hear people all the time say that they don't agree with a woman preacher, but at the same time, I would agree with a woman being a leader due to the fact that a woman can identify with a woman. You know, a man can identify with a man, the hurt, the pain, you know, but it's some stuff that a woman can only, we are nurturers, you know, we nurture. That's what we do. That's our job. And I feel like as women in the church, that's our job, to nurture hurt people back, you know, and even with men, if you separate it, you know, I hate to see a man cry. That do something to me, because I think about my kids. I'd be like, oh my God, I can't stand that. But I always try to be a teacher to those, like when my son's young friends, you know, I feel like I'm a leader to them, you know. But a lot of people feel like you can't teach a man how to be a man, you know. But I feel like you can teach a man how to love, you know, and how to get past the hurt and pain at the same time. But I do agree with more women being leaders. That's only if you can break that traditional cycle. It's hard to break the mindset of tradition. You know, it's hard, because it's like my grandma say, you're stuck in your ways. When you're stuck in your ways, it's so hard to make people think different, you know, or to accept things to be different. It's like, you stay like this, you know, we're going to get blessed either way, because God going to love us, period. You know, but I do agree with more women being in ministry. I do.
Oh, man, I'm loving this conversation. This is a great conversation, and just loving the real and the way you all are just opening up and just giving, just telling us what women like yourselves are dealing with. And I think, and you guys, aren't, I mean, you ladies aren't the only ones that probably dealing with this problem. And I'm hoping, and I know you're probably helping a lot of people out there, even the ones who are high in ministry, who are not even thinking about some of the things that you have all brought up. So with all the things like you said, like men being men, and you see the men leading, and single men can come to church and they can, a single man can bring three or four different women to church and no one says anything, but one female brings one guy to church and she's trying to see if he's the right guy, and everybody ready for to marry off. The anxiety of even just like you said, you know, being a single and compared to being a single mother, the anxiety of the stares. How does that, and also being able to talk to your, let's not leader, let's say if he, your pastor, what anxiety is that, especially if he's a married man? You like, I'm just trying to talk to the pastor real quick because I got this issue that I want to get dealt with, that I want him to pray for me for. But the anxiety of going up to him, is there an anxiety being a single woman going up to your pastor? Hey, pastor, I want you to pray for me. Like, what kind of psychological mindset is that to say, hey, I need my pastor to pray for me, but how do I go by doing it?
I think it's anxiety due to the fact that when you go to them about a problem, if it's a reoccurring problem, I think that's when the anxiety really set in, because you can have an issue. Say, like, most of the time it can be financial, and you can say, well, you know, I'm really trying. I work really hard, but I just cannot seem to get, you know, my financial state in order. I need help with this, or can you pray with me to help me learn how to budget better? And it's kind of like they look at you kind of like, you feel like in your mind that they're going to look at you like that's your fault. You got them kids by yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's more like it's an anxiety, because then that's where you become stressed out, because you like, I can't go to the church about what I already done talked to them and prayed about, because I feel like they gonna judge me because I got three kids, and you know, they gonna feel like it's my fault because I'm a single parent, because I'm not with their dad. And it's scary to go to them, because you know that that's the first thing in their mind that they're going to think, because you could tell by their actions on how they handle it the first time. You know, sometimes you could go and they'll pray with you and they'll help you. But if you go again, then it makes it seem like you're not doing what you're supposed to do as a child of God. I could be praying. I don't know what storm God going to take me through. I don't know what journey He's trying to get me to go on, or what path, but I don't feel like it's your right to judge me, you know, so I won't say nothing. I'll be quiet. I just be quiet. And I deal with it with me and God by myself, you know. And then when you call people out on it, they kind of be like, well, we didn't know, you know. It be crazy. It's crazy stuff. I have been in the church so long to where I see so much to where it causes me to have anxiety just looking at them not even really loving God like they say they do, you know. And yeah, but it is stressful going to them about issues that you may have, and they make it seem like it's their fault. You can go to them, me personally, I could go to them about my kid's dad. I had problems with him, and he'll say, well, that's still their daddy. So does that mean I accept the things that he do? You know what I'm saying? Like, does that mean that? I beg to differ. I think that's not fair for me to say he's their dad and accept the things that he do to hurt my children. I don't agree with that. And, you know, after that, I left it alone and I prayed about it. And God worked that thing out for me. But, yes, it's difficult going to them on any issues as a parent or as a mother. You can have lustful thoughts that you want to pray about, but it's more like you get condemned for being real with the church. You know, like, I'm being real with you. I want you to pray for me because I have this spirit, and they'll judge you or use it against you, and that's not fair. It shouldn't be that way if you are a leader in the church. I'm sorry, I could go on and on about the church.
Well, I appreciate all the honesty and being real. But we're going to wrap the show on up. But I want to thank you both for taking time out your busy schedules to come on here and talk with me. We got a lot of information out there, people, and I hope you all are paying attention to what these ladies are saying, because the anxiety portion of being in service is real. And we want to make sure that, you know, if folks need to want to be prayed for, let's make sure they're not going to anybody and praying for them. But then we don't need those other spirits coming in on what God has and can use in these, and especially young ladies out here nowadays.
God can really use these women to do some powerful things for ministry. And the important thing here now is to make sure that we have these difficult conversations, but we grow from them at the same time, even if it's something that's checking our spirit, because that's what God can do. God can check our spirits in a heartbeat and say, you've been doing it wrong. Let's get it on the right track. So that's so this week, I want to thank you all so much. And I appreciate y'all taking time out of the schedules and talking with us and sharing the good news with us. And hopefully we can help some people out there.
Okay. Anytime. I enjoyed it as well. And if you're out there and you're dealing with Enzyme Team Ministry, trust the process. Trust God.
Amen.
That's all we got. We'll see y'all in a little bit. We'll be right back with more Straight Talk right after this.
What's going on, Mid-Missouri KOPN family? How y'all doing today? It's your programmer for Straight Talk and Serenade of Love, Ricardo Montgomery, a.k.a. The Voice of Gospel Radio. Just want to be here for a minute to let y'all know we got this one-day pledge drive coming up Wednesday, June 3rd. What's my favorite part of being a volunteer here at KOPN? It is just being able to support you all and get you all the things as far as the Christian community and all the information, bringing new gospel music and just having some fun with you all. During these times, man, I hope that everything is going well for you in your days. I know that you all have been a blessing for me. So I want to offer you nothing but grace and blessings for all the things that you have done for us here in the KOPN family. So check this out. The one-day pledge drive on Wednesday, June 3rd. You know, we would love for you to donate to KOPN and support us in all the things that we are doing. Everything that we do is for you and to keep us going here on the community radio. Now, you can go online to KOPN.org to donate. It's a secure online donation. Secure online donation. Or you can call 573-874-5676. That number again is 573-874-5676. You know, this message, this is a good message, and this is the what we do here at KOPN is just love on you all as you all love back on us. So we appreciate all that you are doing. This pledge drive is for you. We will appreciate all that you can do. No matter what it is that you bring to the table, we would love to have it. So again, go to kopn.org/donate to donate to our drive, or you can call 573-874-5676. Now remember, if you call and you may not get an answer, that's okay. Leave a voicemail message and we'll get back with you the best that we possibly can during these times as we try to go through this pandemic. But you can always go to kopn.org/donate to donate to KOPN. We love y'all, and we'll see y'all soon. Peace.
The day that the Lord has made, let us rejoice. come on and sing.
Sing hallelujah to the King.
Sing.
Sing hallelujah to the
King. Oh, everybody,
King.
Open up your mouth and sing.
Sing hallelujah to the King, for He is worthy
to be.
To be praised.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, hey. Come on, come on, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. But the Bible says that if we don't praise Him, the very rocks will cry out. And I don't want no rock crying out for me.
We've come to worship Christ the Lord.
Oh yeah, tell them again what we came to do.
We've come to worship Christ the Lord.
Hey, hey. Lift Him up.
Lifting His name.
Oh, and it gets so good to us.
Yes. it, that's it.
Jesus is come on, the come on.
She can win our sins. Oh, yeah. Here we go. All right. Back to the top. Let's take it home.
Jesus is the Lamb of God by Pastor Walker. They're all the young men out of Alabama, and also another young man out of Alabama. We just played their song, We've Come to Lift Up Jesus. I tell you, this has been a blessed day, man. This is Memorial Day weekend, and I hope you all are out there enjoying life. But let's remember all the Christians and clergymen who we lost during this COVID-19. Also, the reason why it is Memorial Day is for all the soldiers that we have lost in the wars over the years. So let's commemorate and let's remember those people. This year's a little different. This year's a little different with this COVID-19. So this makes Memorial Day a very special. Very special Memorial Day this year, 2020. Let's keep our focus on God here and with all the things that the Lord has blessed us with, even during these trying times. We've lost a lot of people this year to a pandemic. And, you know, my condolences goes out to all the families of everyone who lost a loved one to this in this pandemic. And, you know, there's nothing I can say to really help you in these times. But I just want to let you know that I love you. My family loves you. We're going to love on you all and continue to pray for you during these troubled times. We got some new music from Ricky Dillard called The Release. Brand new song that just came out. We're going to just release that song into the atmosphere, that whoever is struggling, whoever's dealing with anything this weekend during these Memorial Day festivities, if there is Memorial Day festivities, that you will be able to get this release. Ricky Dillard, and I'll see y'all
whatever you
next
need
week.
Is
Straight Talk
God
with Ricardo
told me to tell
Montgomery.
It's already released.
There's a blessing in the room today. Are you ready? Get ready. It's already been released.
Anybody believe that? Come on, y'all say
there's a blessing in this room today.
So get ready. Are you ready?
on today. Are you ready? Get ready. It's already been released.
And if you believe it, somebody say, I believe that God, you're releasing it in my family. You're releasing it in my home.
Tired of hearing commercials during your worship time? Download Godify now. The first major Christian streaming service. From Jeremy Kemp to Kirk Franklin, listen to music commercial free. Godify is available on Google Play and iOS for Apple users. Stream music videos, podcasts, sermons, and more. Use the promo code Straight Talk to receive your 30 days free trial. That's Straight Talk for your 30 days free trial of Godify. It's the full Christian experience. Finally, a streaming service designed for you.
Thanks for listening to the Straight Talk Podcast right here on Godify. We'll have a new episode next week.